Massachusetts honored its military veterans today with virtual events and much smaller than usual Veterans Day observances. Massachusetts Department of Veterans Services streamed a pre-recorded ceremony with veterans, active military members, clergy, and music performers from across the Commonwealth that included remarks from Governor Charlie Baker.
I think in some respects the most important thing I can say about Veterans Day is it gives us all a chance to reflect for a minute on what our freedoms, our democracy mean to us. We would not be Americans. We would not have the kinds of rights and liberties and opportunities that we have in this country of ours if it weren't for the men and women in uniform, past, present, and future.
Newly appointed State Veterans Secretary Cheryl Poppe said there are many individuals and groups in Massachusetts steadfastly committed to assisting veterans and their families.
Although this ceremony may look a little different today, we hope that the true appreciation and efficacy of the meaning of this day will still shine brightly on your TV screens, your computers, or your tablets.
Because of the state's COVID-19 restrictions, parades could not be held and crowd sizes for outdoor gatherings had to be limited. In Springfield, about 24 veterans assembled in front of City Hall for a short speaking program. Mayor Dominic Sarno read a proclamation and said he was honored and humbled to stand with the veterans.
Even though we are living in challenging and surreal times as we move to defeat this COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, there was no way in hell that we were not going to honor our veterans because of the hell that they went through in order for us to lead the lives we lead.
In her remarks at the ceremony, the city's health commissioner, Helen Colton Harris, paid tribute to the late Mildred Dunbar, who was a staff sergeant in the Army during World War II and was active in Springfield politics and government for decades.
As we celebrate the historic accomplishment of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, it's important that we remember women like Millie Dunbar, who paved the way for many of us, and we all stand on her shoulders because of her sacrifice, because of who she was as a woman, an activist, but because of who she was as a veteran.
The ceremony concluded with a wreath laying at the veterans' monuments in Court Square. The Italian Cultural Center of Western Massachusetts and the South End Citizens Council held a small ceremony at the Italian American Veterans Memorial Monument in Springfield South End. Chicopee held an invitation-only wreath-laying ceremony at Veterans Plaza. Organizers of small ceremonies in West Springfield and Westfield encourage people to watch the programs on local access television rather than attend in person. The United Veterans of Holyoke produced an all-virtual Veterans Day ceremony. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.